The first weekend of Major League Baseball in the books. Our Detroit Tigers season is underway.
And we're at 333 percentage, huh?
Yeah. One win, couple of losses. Eh, just the first few games. The most exciting was going back to last Friday opening day. How crazy was that when the Tigers come up with some late inning heroics to not just tie the game, thanks to Eric Haas and that home run, but then to win the game on the always exciting instant replay. It was fun listening to Dan and Jim because it was a fly ball that you thought was going to not be caught for a game-winning hit from Javier Baez, our new Tiger, and then the frustration of, oh, he caught the ball, to the, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hit the wall first. So it was worth the wait, though, for opening day anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And again, the next games, of course, played. Tigers didn't fare as well, but just the first couple of games. Nice to have the season at least underway.
Yeah, that was a bad loss yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. 10-1. That's ugly. Yeah,
there'll be those ugly losses.
I can tell you that on social media, it's over. It's done. Let's just pack it up. It's all over.
Three games into the season.
Yep, get ready for
stick the fork in them already.
7-18 starts. They're pretty much done. Move on.
And after we
play for the draft, actually, I haven't read one said let's just play for the draft. Play for the draft.
And after the Tigers beat the Red Sox later today,
yeah. Right.
Which is, by the way, a strange start time. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I am too.
What is the start time?
It's a 5:10 first pitch time schedule.
Wow, that is unusual.
Yeah,
usually early in the season, everything's always 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I don't know.
And I was trying to check with some Detroit social media or entertainment, or was there something going on in Detroit that necessitated this, but I can't tell.
I couldn't tell if this was also TV related either, but I don't know.
So the game is at home?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is weird.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're on the air at 4:50 this afternoon.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't figure it out either. So I don't, especially since the Red Sox played last night.
Oh, did they really?
They played in the
Yankees. That's why. Maybe that's why, to give them more travel time or whatever.
They played the Yankees last night.
Well, maybe.
That,
I mean, it's not that big a jaunt to go from the East Coast to here, but
right.
they might.
Yeah.
Maybe that is the reason. That could be right there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. We'll make that the reason.
And that could be. That's the only thing I could think of.
Great Lakes Loons, of course, got underway over the weekend, too. And Loons kind of fared like the Tigers did, win 1-3.
Yeah.
And their one win was a walk-off win.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was kind of interesting because all of last year, the Loons only had one walk-off win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And in the second game of the season.
Good start.
Of course, tomorrow we'll be looking forward to talking Loons baseball. Remember Loons baseball this year after the 7:30 news on Tuesday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
We have an association this year to talk more Loons baseball than just give you the sports scores. And the highlight of the weekend for many, of course, was what was happening at Augusta National.
Of course.
And the Masters. Boy, as nasty as the course looked on Saturday, it was gorgeous yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Bitter cold on Saturday, wind chill and all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sunday looked like the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
It did. Temperatures were back in the 70s. And I was hoping for some excitement heading down the stretch, but that didn't really happen this year. Nobody wanted to do anything. I have to say, I'm going to be harsh to some golfers out there. Yes, Pat Johnston does not play golf, right? I'll admit that. But when I'm watching the best, I want to see the best. Other than Scottie Scheffler, I wasn't really seeing the best.
Seeing the best.
Rory McIlroy did what he could to make it a little interesting, but Rory does what Rory does. He makes these great shots, but then all of a sudden he does something, and then he's in the rough, and then he pars or he bogeys or something.
Well, overall, though, he shot a 64 yesterday, which is one of his lowest rounds ever at the Masters.
He did.
And, Tiger, you could tell, a bit of a limp and everything, but he was there, and he went through all four rounds, and, man, did they crowd adore him
when
it was all over. It was just standing ovation, and they cheered him all the way from the 18th green all the way up to the clubhouse.
It was certainly a big part of the Masters story for this tournament.
Absolutely.
And Scheffler, I think the nerves got to him at the tail end around 18.
Yeah, when he missed.
He should have had a birdie, and he ended up, four putting, ended up with a double bogey.
It was the only time he really showed some nerves there was at the very, very end. But, yeah, he had five shots to give up. So
yeah, it's
fine.
A good thing he had that margin.
makes it a little amusing at the end.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how hot he was. I mean, I remember hearing his name. Winning tournaments, but four of his last six, so he comes in as the hottest golfer in
this is first major.
Yeah, first major.
To win the Masters, so he'll be coming back forever now.
Yeah, not bad start, too, for the 25-year-old, who also went to high school with Matthew. Well, not, sorry, didn't go to high school with Matthew Stafford, but went to the same high school as Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
And Clayton Kershaw, former Great Lake Loon.
I heard that. I'm like, you kidding me? So three major athletic accomplishments from the same high school.
Right.
Yeah. And Stafford tweeted him an encouraging note along the way to, you know, hang in there. Mm-hmm. And complimented him on his performance to that point.
Yep.
I'd like to see what the trophy case looks like there.
Yeah.
You got to have a fun time celebrating all that going on.
I did read that Tiger said that he will be playing at the British Open. That's his plan.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's his plan. But he's not so sure about next month's PGA Championship.
Still trying to determine that, but he's committed to the Open already.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's all his body can really do. He'll play a few tournaments here and there, I think, and then the majors. I think that's what he'll try, at least for the next couple of years, probably.
Yeah.
There were a few shots that he dropped in, you know, the amazing putts that the crowd really appreciated. So he still has it in many cases.
Yeah. Yeah, that talent that will always find a way. Always find a way.
Yep.
I suppose we should also make mention, too, the Detroit Pistons season is officially over for this year.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Now, as much to say about the Pistons, I mean, what, 23-59?
I mean, they, you know, some of these young players. Kate Cunningham, you know what, I was a little down on him that first couple weeks of the year, but once he really started to get his footing, I think he started to show why he was their number one pick.
We hope he can stay healthy in his career, and he's, showed a lot of leadership promise the way he played.
And the Pistons will have another high draft pick again coming up this year.
And I like Sadiq Bey. I thought
he
showed a lot
fine.
Of promise, too. So, we'll do no worse than drafting at least seventh in the opening round after going through the lottery process.
Yeah, right.
So hopefully there's a future there. Of course, over the weekend, too, our Detroit Red Wings were officially eliminated from the playoffs for six straight years. So it's Tigers hard. Baseball.
That's where we are.
Spirit will be coming to an end next week as well. Mud, of course, will also follow our loons to our affiliation with the Los Angeles Dodgers right in our backyard for some summer fun there.
Yep.